Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
He knelt by her as she gave birth, but it wasn't his child. He was God's child. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee signing off for now. We'll be back your way with some community talent on the morning show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 9 is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games. It is 25 degrees.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Murder and terrorism charges filed against Luigi Mangione in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson 2 weeks ago in New York. Mangione caught in Pennsylvania after a five-day manhunt. He could arrive in New York City shortly, says ABC senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
His attorney now tells ABC News she expects Mangione to waive extradition on Thursday. He could appear in a New York court the same day. The lawyer declined to comment on the indictment itself, but if convicted, Mangione faces an almost certain sentence of life in prison without parole.
Madison, Wisconsin, still reeling after Monday's shooting at a private Christian school that left two dead, as well as the 15-year-old student who carried out the attack. Among the possible motives, bullying. The Washington Commanders are a step closer to returning their old home. A provision of Congress's short-term spending plan includes a transfer of land that's the site of the old RFK Stadium from the federal government to the District of Columbia. This is ABC News. In custody now in Moscow, an Uzbek man suspected in connection with the bombing that killed Russian General Igor Kirillov. Security officials in Russia say he was recruited by Ukraine. More from ABC News senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell.
Kirillov, the highest-ranking military officer to be assassinated in Russia since the war began, killed just miles from the Kremlin. He was in charge of Russia's biological, chemical, and nuclear protection forces. Ukraine claiming responsibility, calling the general a war criminal and legitimate target, charging him with using banned chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops.
Rescue teams looking for survivors in the islands of Vanuatu after this week's big earthquake, the country's capital losing water after its reservoirs were destroyed. YouTube now working on a tool to combat AI fakes. The system would help celebrities track down AI-generated videos of them on YouTube so they can be taken down. Testing set to begin in the next few months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. December's birthstone is blue topaz, turquoise, tanzanite. So Pamela's has a large variety of beautiful birthstone jewelry for December, as well as a large selection of diamond rings, earrings, and necklace. So stop by, find the perfect gift for your someone special. Think Christmas. Think Pamela's, where we will wrap your gift for free in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
Cloudy today, a high of 30, northwest winds at 5 to 13. Mostly cloudy and cool tonight, a low of 18. Thursday, cloudy and breezy with periods of snow likely, starting by 9 a.m. and 1 to 3 inches of snow through late afternoon, a high of 30 on Thursday. 22 on Thursday night, with an additional half inch to an inch of snow possible. Flurries possible early Friday, and a high of 27.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby invites you to help the less fortunate this holiday season. Now through December 24th, bring 10 non-perishable food items to help local food pantries in the area and get a 10% discount on your entire purchase. Free financing available.
Hello, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market in Hillsboro. New shipment today. We have Philadelphia cream cheese for $2.35, Jimmy Dean regular or sage sausage, $3.35 a pound, Hormel Applewood smoked bacon, $4 per 12-ounce package. We also have Jimmy Dean thick-cut hickory smoked bacon for $4 per 12-ounce package, Oscar Mayer thick slice bacon, $5 a pound. All of this plus 100 new discount items at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Welcome to our morning show today. It's one of our favorite shows of the entire year. That's when we bring in all the talented actors from Riverdale Schools, and they put on a holiday production for us. And it's co-produced here today by the gang at Riverdale and Mr. Chris Simonson and also Katie Benedict, who is here. Katie is a drama co-advisor at Riverdale. So good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Good to have you on the studio here with us today. So tell us a little bit about the production that we're going to hear on the radio today.
Well, this is called The Other Side of Christmas, and it is a vignette style play. So you're going to hear a bunch of different scenes. I believe we have about five scenes. They range from waiting in line on Black Friday to a Christmas party to sitting at the kids' table to a Santa passing it down to his son. We really hope that these little scenes give everybody something to think about. Some of them are funny, some of them are a little more thoughtful, and we are just so grateful for the opportunity to be here.
Can you tell us about the age range of students we're going to hear today?
We have everyone from 7th grade on up to seniors at high school, so we're looking at about 12 to 18-year-olds.
And for what class do you practice? So do you do this different time, after school or something?
This is all after school. Riverdale does not have any actual drama classes in the curriculum, so this is the drama club. We do everything after school or during what we call advisory period, which is about a 15-minute window in the morning. So most of it's after school.
That's some dedication.
It is. We have an absolutely dedicated cast. They have been working hard for weeks, for hours. We are so grateful to have them.
Wonderful. Well, could you give us the names of the actors that we're going to hear today?
Absolutely. Let me pull up my list so I don't miss anyone. We have Destiny Bonds on sound. We have Cadence McGraw. She plays Katie. We have EJ Justum. They play Missy. Then we have Vivian Benedict, who plays Kendrick. Abe Schaefer, he plays an elf. We have Sienna DeGlow, and she plays part of the support group. Archer Imhoff, Chloe Franklin, Let's see. Archer is also part of the support group, as is Chloe. We have Mavana Zarbach and her sister, Fiona Zarbach. They both play sisters and getting ready to go back and see their family. We have Alex Schneider. Let's see. Brie Barrel. I think it's Bartles. I'm sorry. My autocorrect got me. And Wyatt Gray and Azaria Bonds. They play a holiday party together. We have Brandon Meese and Mark Wilkie. They do the Santa and his son. So that's all. I think that's everybody.
That's a big cast.
It is a big cast. It is 19.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So you've been practicing these kind of individually, and then you're going to run them all together for us.
Yes. Then. We actually, today was the first chance we had to run it from beginning to end with everybody there this morning, because we have so many other clubs at Riverdale. Absolutely amazing school with all the clubs they have. But we have power lifters and, you know, people in basketball. So getting them all at the same time has been interesting. So this is the first time they're, today is the first time they've done it all together.
Well, wonderful. Well, thanks for bringing the group in. And,
absolutely.
Anything else you'd like to say before we turn it away to the production?
Not that I can think of, but we are just, again, super grateful for the opportunity to be here, and we hope your listeners love this as much as we do.
Okay. The Riverdale students coming up with a holiday production. That's next on The Morning Show.
WRCO FM 100.9 is pleased to carry on the holiday tradition of bringing you the adventures of Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear.
My, our adventurers really are in a pickle, aren't they?
Hear the old-time radio classic, The Cinnamon Bear, this holiday season on WRCO Radio. We present it again as we have for many, many years. The Cinnamon Bear can be heard on Sunday, December 22nd at 1 p.m. and on Christmas Day at 9 a.m. The Cinnamon Bear on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com is made possible by Hennick Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Door and Construction, Cardinal Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, and Hillsboro Equipment.
Meyer Oil and LP extends heartfelt holiday greetings to their valued customers. They're proud to be a part of the community and wish everyone peace and happiness in 2025.
Grab his jacket and dash out the door. This was his Super Bowl. He'd spend the days leading up to it scurrying the ads, meticulously mapping out a strategy to maximize all the big ticket items we had put off buying all year. The things he'd been eyeing for my mom and for me. The big appliances, electronics, and hot toys. One year, he sprained his ankle playing pickleball. He said he had to skip Black Friday. This was so unfathomable to me. I just knew I had to take up the mantle in his stead when I came home. So after my mom dished out the pie, I snuck out of the house. Excuse me, is this?
Yep, end of the line. You're behind us.
See, now we're not the last ones.
Wow, I definitely thought I'd be the first in line. It's not even 7 p.m. yet. The doors don't open until midnight, right? I came here right after the pie.
What are you, new? Nobody at the front of the line even stayed for the turkey. Nope, this is it. The end of the line. If I didn't need your help, I would have just come myself and been front of the line, like we always are, every year except this year.
Will you give it a rest already, Jackie? I said I was sorry. I took a little nap. Sue me. I overslept. It's science.
Nobody told you to eat the turkey, Sammy. You know we come with snacks. Trail mix, every kind of turkey you can think of. Beef, buffalo, elk, alligator, thermoses of soup. But not too much, you know, in case nature calls.
Okay, didn't need that image popping up in my head at all.
So what, you just gonna stand all night?
I guess. I have strong legs. I'll be okay.
If you say so.
Okay, Miss Strong Legs.
Clever. Where are you? Don't worry about it. Be back. Soon. Gotta take care of something.
She probably doesn't even have a plan.
It's clear she's a newbie.
Are you talking about me in front of me? And if you're both so wise, then what's your plan?
We don't even know her, man.
She's no threat.
That's rude. And so what if this is my first time? I'm here to get something special for my mom.
Luggage. Get your mom some brand new luggage. Studies show that women in the 40-plus age group love their luggage. A whole matching set with the wheelies. You're welcome. That one was on the house, noob.
Okay, but studies also show that the mother demographic tends to love their idiosyncratic kitchenware. Tabletops, more machines, air fryers, those fancy nonstick pans by that fancy celebrity on that show who wrote that one cookbook that everybody knows. We study the sales trends and data, so we make sure to cover all the categories.
One, my mom doesn't like to travel and she doesn't like to cook. So you're both wrong. And two, why? How many people do you have to get gifts for?
We're diversifying our assets, merchandise in all age groups.
Every forecasted hot ticket item, we call those the golden unicorns. We got the maximum amount allowed per person.
And then we run all the way to eBay to set the new market price. Works like a charm every year.
Wait a minute. You're just going to resell everything?
And what?
It's a business opportunity. I don't tell you how to make your money. Don't tell me how to make mine.
Hi. Yeah, I know. So, can you just text it to me? No, I'm already in line. I know, but I wanted to. Yes, I promise. Love you too.
You don't understand the thrill. When they open the doors, everyone rushes in.
Security's yelling not to stampede. It feels like everything is on the brink of chaos. They say no running, but everyone's in the midnight marathon. We're all Cinderella at the ball. You know what I mean?
And they surge and go one way, and we weave and duck around them with dexterity, swiftness, and sure, we're realists, not idealists.
Huh. Fascinating. So, last year it was these Super Seer's moon boots. This year she's looking for a pretty intense new tool set. 18-volt lithium iron brushless cordless tool set. 50% off to the first 50. What floor is that on, I wonder?
You didn't do a dry run. Tell me you didn't do a dry run. The first 50? From the back of the line?
Well, we're not that far back. More like the middle of the line now.
Did you even memorize the floor plan? Scout out all the most efficient routes?
What? What do you mean? Don't I just take the elevator up to whatever floor?
The elevator? And it's on the 7th floor, for your information.
Are you out of your mind?
You must mean the escalator. She must mean the escalator. Jackie, no?
I don't know, Sammy. She's like an alien or something. I don't know what she's even thinking. Is she thinking?
Please stop talking about me in front of me.
You waste so much precious time on the elevator. Ding, second floor. Who's getting out? Who's getting on? Third floor, excuse me, coming through. More people get on, more people get off. Fourth floor, ding, and on, and on, and on. Ding, people squish on. There goes your toes. Ding, someone egg farts, and everyone runs off because it's ratchet. Ding, guess what? You're too slow. And yes, this is coming from personal experience.
Okay. Gross. But I hear you. Take the escalator to the 7th floor.
Some people stand on the right, but you're going to want to walk briskly on the left. 2 steps at a time if you can. My God, the elevator!
Point taken, geez. What? What? What else? Tell me.
I have to tell her.
Go ahead, I cannot watch this.
It's just that this item you're seeking... Well, it's like the golden unicorn for both men in the 20 to 25 range, since they tend to get too fancy with their first real tool set and overcompensate, as well as the 40 to 50 range who have more disposable income.
Wait, what's that mean?
Look at who's in line ahead of us. Men 20 to 25, men 40 to 50. Sorry, kiddo.
Oh, no.
The odds are not looking great. It's not looking good for you. We have a few tricks up our sleeves.
Gah, I guess I've done it all wrong. What was I thinking? I should know better. I should know something, right? I thought you just stand in line and everyone lines up and you get the thing you need. But why would I think that? It's not a cafeteria. It's like I forgot how shopping works. And this is like shopping plus 10 times the intensity. Black Friday. All of this was my dad's thing, you know. He never told me what to do. And I always wanted to go, but he said, "No, you should get some good sleep. It's been a long day. Go play with your brothers. I'll see you in the morning." And then, on Christmas morning, there was always that one thing for Mom, tied up in a humongous bow, you know. One majestic gift that he really stood out for, like, hours and hours in the dark and cold. And we'd be in awe, like, how did he do it? And we'd be screeching like she won the lottery, and he'd stand in the corner looking so proud. I just wanted to do that once, because he can't. Maybe as a way to say thank you. "I'm sorry, Dad. I failed. I failed at Black Friday. I thought I could do it. This is so much more stressful than I thought it would be."
"Listen, we could make you a deal. We could help. Obviously, this item was on our list already."
"We could use the extra set of hands, but you gotta listen to what we say. Deal?"
"Really? You'd do that for me?" Dad? What are you doing here?"
"I came to find you. You weren't answering your phone."
"I told you I'd be back after I got Mom's gift for you."
"I was calling you to just forget the whole thing. Come back home."
"What? Forget the whole thing? I can't. I have a plan now."
"Listen, I know I was grumbling about missing this, but today actually turned out to be great. I got to stay inside, warm and well fed. I got to appreciate the delicious food, not just to get through it. I got to see what I was thankful for and hear what everyone else said in return. I got to have a real conversation with everyone around the table. My mind wasn't occupied with logistics or shopping. I thought about all the time I spent away from you and your mom. Your brothers doing this, alone. Trust me, your mom and me are happier to have you at home, all of us together. We don't get to see you much anymore now that you're away from school. Come home, Maud. Don't waste your time standing in line with these dweebs."
"Hey, sir, I object."
"Sorry, guys. And trust me, your mom doesn't need anything special, especially not a $500 tool set. And also, you're not even dressed properly for this, sweetie."
We tried to tell her.
"Oh, thank God. It's freezing out here. Bye. Good luck."
"I should call my dad."
"Sammy, stay the course. You can call him after this. Get ready. Stay ready. Be ready."
"You're right, Jackie. You're right."
"Are you seriously going to make me sit here? I won't take up much room. I'll sit at the corner of the table. There's not going to be any dark meat left by the time it gets to..." "Fine, fine, forget it. Oh, great."
"Hi, Nikki. They're still making you sit here with us?"
"Yeah, looks like it."
"Hello, Nicholas."
"Missy, Katie, Kendrick."
"It's not so bad. We had fun last year, right? We'll have fun again. Hey, maybe you can do your grandma impression."
"I don't do that anymore. Let's just get this over with, please."
I'm with Nicholas. I feel like more mature people like he and I shouldn't have to sit with children."
"I'm older than you, Missy."
"You are, Katie, but you notice I said mature, not old."
"If you're so mature, then why do you still sleep with that ratty old stuffed monkey? He has one eye."
"His name is Sir Bubbles, and he is none of your business."
"Maybe we can just play the quiet game or something."
"We're not dummies, Nikki. We know the quiet game is just the way grown-ups try to get kids to shut up."
"Wait, you think of me as a grown-up?"
"I mean, you're old, but not, like, really old. You're like an old kid. Yeah, so I don't have to do what you say, but you're allowed to curse. Wait, what curse words do you know?"
All of them?"
"Like which ones?"
What's with Kendrick?"
"I don't know. He's just Kendrick."
"He's your brother."
"Yeah, and he's a little weirdo. So what?"
"Guys, let's just eat. I just wanted some dark meat. By the time the turkey gets to us, it's all going to be breast."
"Breast? Is that a curse?"
No.
"I too would like some dark meat, Nicholas."
"Why are you calling him Nicholas? His name is Nikki."
I go by Nicholas now, actually."
"Well, that's stupid. Nikki is way better than Nicholas. Nicholas sounds like you work in an office and you're bald. You shouldn't have changed your name.
He didn't change his name. That is his name. Nikki is a nickname for Nicholas.
Nickname. Get it?
I'm sorry, Nicholas. Not everyone can be as mature as you and I.
Who even cares about being mature? You know what they're talking about at the adults' table?
What's with the economy? It's so big. Why do eggs cost so much? My back hurts all the time. The music these kids listen to nowadays is garbage.
Yeah, and Grandma's probably like, when I was a kid, there were no screens. TVs were called books, and we ate only broccoli and casserole. Is he okay? Do we, like, have to make sure he eats his food? Kendrick, eat your food.
Chocolate. No, Kendrick, you can't have chocolate. You get too wild.
Honestly, I'd rather sit with y'all anyway, because I just wanted the dark meat.
Yes, me as well. Too.
Then let's go get it.
Yep, we have to wait until it comes here.
Says who?
It's just how they do it.
I cannot believe I am saying this, but maybe Katie is right.
Okay, Uncle Sean has the platter. That meat is going to your mom next, Missy. When it's handed to her, you go up and ask her a question.
Like what?
Like anything. It doesn't matter. Just distract her. I'll sneak around the other side and get the dark meat. What do you want, Nikki? Sorry, Nicholas. A leg?
I mean, sure, but you don't have to.
It's settled. We're doing this. You in, Missy?
Let's do this.
It's go time. We did it!
I asked my mom why eggs cost so much. She was so confused.
It was perfect. Here you go.
Wow. Thank you. I don't know what to say.
And just enjoy it, Nikki. I mean...
No, it's okay. You can call me Nikki.
Also, I am just saying this. I got a whiff off of my mom's wine at the table, and it's yucky.
Yeah, it's what adults call an acquired taste.
That's what they say about things that taste bad, but they pretend to like.
Like olives.
And oysters.
Gross! Those things are literal slime!
I just want to say that I am proud to be sitting with fine young folks who don't have to pretend that ocean boogers are a good thing to eat.
Cheers to that.
This is good.
Good old chocolate milk doesn't get much better than that.
You've got that right.
You have chocolate milk too.
You're damn right I do.
A curse word. Nice.
Yeah, go ahead. You can say it.
Really?
I won't tell.
No, but he will. Wait, where's Kendrick? Oh no.
What?
The desserts in the kitchen? I don't think anyone was guarding them.
Uh-oh.
Chocolate. Damn.
You said it.
Kendrick, get over here. What do we do?
You know what? We do nothing. We're not adults. He's not our problem.
Well, you're sort of an adult.
Not when I have to sit at this table.
Yeah! Screw it!
Okay, that's enough cursing. Let's just eat.
Yeah, let's eat, Nikki.
Kendrick! Get over here!
Kendrick!
Kendrick!
I have the power of sugar inside me! I am invincible! I am the king of chocolate!
No,
don't get me back here! That's right, let it out into the pillow.
We're here. We're here for you. Nobody knows. Nobody understands. Not like we do.
Wow. That was... wow.
Feel better?
Much. Thank you both for welcoming me into your circle. I just feel so safe here, you know?
It's why I created this group.
There are just so many.
I can't even imagine.
And they all have to get there on time, you know? And not a day later, or else it's all ruined. You don't know what it's like until you've ruined little Susie Christmas because her Tweety Bird jean jacket didn't get there until December 26th. And it's all she ever wanted in her whole life. And you don't get any do-overs, not until next year. And little Susie won't want the Tweety Bird jean jacket next year. She wants something else. I don't know what's in the truck. I just follow what the labels say. But sometimes, maybe I miss one. I'm only human.
Aww. I'll go.
Please.
There are just so many!
Too many.
Endless.
I'm just an elf. I'm not Santa. All I am supposed to do is walk them up to the big guy. That's all the job description said. Walk the kids up to Santa, take the photo, keep it moving. Rinse and repeat. But no, I get my elf ears yanked on. Are these real? And half these kids, they're terrified of him. They're fine with him in concept until they see him all big and jolly and ho-ho-hoing like some kind of broken robot, and they panic. They cry, they're sobbing, petrified, traumatized. And all the while, the parents are yelling at me, "Well, don't just stand there, do something! We stood in line for hours for this!" So I dance, I sing, I let them yank on my elf ears, I let them stomp on my elf feet. When they try to escape, I bribe them with candy canes. But no! None of that is good enough! I tell the parents, "Maybe next time," and they yell some more. They threaten me with legal action. And so I plop the screaming babes on top of Santa's lap, and I take the photo. And they shove money in my face and stomp off. Next! Always next! And we elves can't unionize. We just keep going until the mall closes, and then we get up again the next day and do it all over again until the season ends. I think I need one more. Thank you. I really needed that. Is that all? Just three today? Are we expecting more?
Ruby isn't coming. She said her hands are nothing but paper cuts, ribbons and tape everywhere. Ruby works the gift wrap counter at Macy's.
And Monica, how are you doing? You haven't gone yet.
I think I'm actually okay today. I don't know. Talk to me next week. Maybe it'll be a different story.
What's next week?
Monica is a baker.
Lots of orders coming in for customized cookies. They want the Christmas tree shortbread, the snowmen, the presents, the reindeer, candy canes, and snowflakes. Don't even talk to me about royal icing. Piping bags are at the ready. Everything smells like sugar. I'm inhaling sugar and spice and all that's nice.
That sounds kind of amazing.
They're really good.
Why, thank you, Jordan. But my specialty is gingerbread houses. Really big gingerbread houses. The kinds that display in museums and malls. 6-7 feet tall. And my pièce de résistance, the one in the entrance of Town Hall, every year they have a contest, and every year I win. Bragging rights, a grand prize ribbon, and a Culver's gift certificate. Months of pre-planning, endless hours in the kitchen, measuring out all the ingredients. Calculating the bake times, weeks to build. I've been doing all of my arm exercises, getting them ready to roll out all that dough. I've got all my blueprints traced out. My templates are airtight. Gumdrops, check. Licorice strips, got them. Peppermint wheels, in stock. So much sugar, so much powdered sugar.
It's pretty impressive. Monica's been on top for the last 3 seasons.
Pressure? I laugh in the face of pressure. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, who cares that Bard McCoy is hot on my toes? Who cares about Bard McCoy? I sure don't. Who cares that she's been creeping up on me, that she's been runner-up, and she says she's coming for me? I'm okay with that. Who cares that she has some top-secret recipe this year, and some special ingredient that she's telling everyone is sure to wow the judges, that her design is going to be so epic, that her gingerbread is spicier than mine, that her sugar work is so detailed, like so detailed, and honestly, it's beautiful what Bard McCoy can do. But who cares? Not me. I don't care that everyone's looking at me, expecting me to win again. Who cares that I haven't slept in 3 days? Can I handle it? Of course I can handle it. I can do it. Right? Right?
Hello? Hello? I'm not sure if I'm in the right place. I was told there was a support group that meets once a week here for holiday workers. Ruby told me about it. She said it might help me. I'm Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
You're in the right place. I'm Jordan, this is Monica, and that's Cliff.
I'm new too.
That's the screaming pillow, should you need it.
Thank you. That probably won't be necessary. I just wanted to talk.
And what do you do, Kathy?
Maybe this was a mistake. I've just been feeling so angry.
It's okay, Kathy. That's why we're here. Sometimes there's just too much, too many of everything.
Packages, deliveries, promises of two-day shipping.
Kids, parents, lines. Ugh.
Gingerbread, rivals, pressure.
Oh, I see. I guess for me, it's a little bit of the opposite. At the shelter I run, most times, there isn't enough. I mean, I guess there are too many people in need. Like, I wish I could help them all. I mean, we never turn anyone away, ever. If there's a bed, we set them up with a bed. If we can't, we call the other shelters in the area to find them a warm and safe place to rest. I've even had women with small children come to my house, stay in my guest room, but I'm not allowed to do that anymore. Liability insurance. But at the very least, everyone gets a warm meal, a hot shower, some provisions if we can, deodorant, toothbrush, fresh underwear, things like that. And we get a flood of those things around this time, which is nice. I guess I'm really here because, you know, this is the one time of year where people come out and help. They volunteer to hand out blankets or coats or drop off cans of soup, bars of soap, bundles of socks. And please, don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. I really do. I guess I should just remember that. Remind myself of that kindness, the generosity it takes to show up. But lately, I've been feeling this anger. It's like an impending sense of disappointment, knowing that when the holidays are over, all of that stops. People stop giving. They stop helping and showing up. And then we go right back to the way we were before, with not enough. It's like we only exist this one time of year, but that's just not true.
It's true. Everything is busy for this one short season.
A few weeks, really.
Barely a month, if you think about it.
Anyway, there. I said it. I'm a little embarrassed at my outburst. Thanks for listening. I know that goodwill lives in most people's hearts. I guess I'm just tired. I guess I just wish things were different. You know what I mean? I should get going. I'm so grateful for this space. It was very nice to meet you all.
Kathy, wait. Thank you for reminding us why it's a magical time of the year for some, why it's a tough time of the year for others. When you're in the weeds like we are, it can be easy to lose perspective. Barb McCoy or not, it doesn't really matter. I've been at Culver's plenty of times. I'll be there to help on December 26th.
Once Santa packs his bag for the year, I've got free time. I mostly just play video games and sleep in until noon during the off-season anyway.
Me too. Nobody cares about returns. They can get there when they get there. I'll swing by the shelter too.
Kathy, count us three in for after the holidays.
That's so kind of you all. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. I'm really glad Ruby told me about you all. This was nice. You gave me some hope for humanity again. Thank you.
Same time next week. So, are the cookies done yet?
They're baked, but, well, you'll just have to see.
Okay, I'll be right there.
What did she do to these?
Hey.
Hey, you all packed?
I am, I think. Do you think 12 pairs of socks is enough?
We're going to be gone for 6 days, so yes.
Mom keeps that house so cold.
Heat's not free.
So I've heard. I'll need to double up. My feet get cold very easily. And also, I know I said I wouldn't, but I also packed some books, my leg pillow, the hairdryer, and two alternate dresses for Christmas Eve. Which also means I had to pack extra shoes because the ones I was going to bring don't go with the alternate dresses, so we may have one more suitcase more than we originally planned.
Okay, but we kinda already talked about this.
I know. But this is Christmas, with our family.
But an extra suitcase means more money. You know how these airlines get. They've got an upcharge for everything. Pretty soon, they'll be charging for a standing room only.
Look, I don't need to hear you rant about the airlines right now.
You know what? It's fine. We'll make it work. One more suitcase isn't a big deal.
What's with the cookies?
That's what I was gonna ask you.
They look like not Christmas themed.
This one looks like a tree, kinda.
It looks like a damn knife. What happened?
I told you we should have gotten some cookie cutters.
I just thought, how hard could it be?
Put some frosting on them, and no one will notice.
Look, this is supposed to be a teddy bear. It looks like a sumo wrestler.
No, it looks like a Christmas sumo wrestler.
This isn't funny.
I'm sorry, but this is very funny.
I can't be bringing knives and sumo wrestlers and other assorted blobs to the family.
You can, and you will. We'll blame it on me.
No, I wanted this to feel Christmassy. This is the last night before Christmas. I wanted it to be special. Instead, we've got these ugly cookies, and you're wearing that terrible sweater that Auntie Carla got for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. All my good stuff is packed.
Look, we'll just frost these and, I don't know, maybe watch Die Hard and call it a night?
Nah, nope. We're going out to party.
Ellie.
No, we are. There's lots of festive stuff we can do tonight. If you want a Christmassy night, then you're getting a Christmassy night.
Okay, so like what?
There's that place we keep hearing about downtown. They got like the fancy hot chocolate and you sit in a pod and they have those heaters and everyone looks so cool and cozy there. You said you wanted to go.
Well, I did want to go until I found out how much they charge for that place.
Hot chocolate can't be that expensive. What is it, like $4?
Try $15 a mug.
I'm sorry, what?
And I'm not even gonna tell you what the seating charge is.
A seating charge?
Heat's not free.
Okay, okay. Well, what about that ice skating rink that does the Christmas songs and the lights?
You've got to get, you have to book that in advance, and they charge you for the time slot, and you need to rent skates, and none of that even includes any of the refreshments. So in all, it would be over $100, and we couldn't even get in anyway.
Okay. What about this? We make hot chocolate here, put it in the travel mugs, and we go look at the fun window displays at the department stores downtown.
That sounds fun.
I know, right?
Except the crowds are worse than ever before. Apparently, it's too difficult to even get close to the windows to see them.
Really? Damn. When did Christmas get so expensive and stressful?
I don't know. I think when everyone began posting pictures trying to outdo each other. The point is, we can't afford any of that stuff. So, I guess these janky cookies are all we have left.
No. I refuse. There has to be some holiday fun out there that we can afford.
Well, everything that looks cool is too expensive, and everything that's affordable is too crowded. With the travel and presents, even our parents helping us, it's just too tight.
This is just depressing. I'm sorry, this is not what I wanted for Christmas.
It's okay. It is what it is.
Don't say that.
But I mean, we need to face it. That's the reality. We can't afford the Christmas we want.
Then I don't want that Christmas then. If it's all about paying so you can post a photo, then why would I even want that? Even if we could afford it, ice skating isn't fun if it's $100. Even when you have $100. And hot chocolate isn't supposed to be a gourmet meal. It's hot chocolate. It's supposed to be hot and chocolate. No one asked for it to have organic marshmallows in it. And those store displays, they're only there to get you to come in the stores so you can buy and spend more money. I mean, we all know Christmas is too commercial. It's too much about what you buy. And not enough about who you're with.
Yeah.
They all talk about the giving spirit, but they say that because they want you out there buying stuff to give. What about the spirit of giving love and laughter? What about the good vibes and just being, you know? I'm sorry. I know. I'm ranting. I'll stop.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Look, I'll be right back.
Wait, where are you going? Damn, guess I'll eat a cookie. Oh, you're putting that ugly sweater on?
That's right. This is that sweater that Mom gave me last year, that I swore to never wear. Well, now it's kind of a tradition.
What do you mean?
I mean, ugly sweaters and ugly cookies night. We don't need whatever fad they're trying to sell us out there. I've got all the Christmas I need right here with my sister.
I mean, yeah, I know.
And these ugly sweaters and ugly cookies. Let's decorate. Hey, Josie.
Oh, hey, Mary.
You tried Valerie's hot pizza dip yet?
No, not yet.
It's really good. Tastes just like pizza, but without the bread.
I'm sure it does.
You try these deviled eggs? They're so good.
Oh, most definitely not. No, thank you. Just no.
What? Why not?
No.
Come on, just say it.
Okay, so not to yuck your yum, but do you even know who made them, or how clean their kitchen is, and eggs? How long have they been out on this table with as warm as it is in here? Is it even safe baking all that hot bacteria onto everything? Listen, I'm not trying to get food poisoning.
Oh my god, why didn't you tell me before I ate like six of them? I love deviled eggs.
You put a whole lot of trust in other people, my friend.
There you are, Joes.
It's, Josie.
What?
My name? Josie's already short for Josephine, so you don't need to nickname a nickname, you know? Please don't call me Joes.
Hey, Hogan.
Hey, Mary. Say, have you been hiding back there this whole time?
Hiding? No, I've been out there. And everywhere. All around. And now I'm back here, by the food. I'm not really big on dancing with my coworkers, or karaoke in general with anyone. It's been a long week. I'm not feeling very, are they up to the white elephant yet? Or the ugly sweater contest?
Oh, come on. That's not that bad. Say, did you try Valerie's hot corn dip yet?
I only tried the pizza dip. She made two dips? Wow.
Three. Mary, she made three dips.
Three? Wow.
I didn't try the cheese beef dip because I'm strictly fish and fowl, but it sure does look delicious, like a vat of ooey gooey goodness. Achoo! The pizza dip may be delicious, but the corn dip's divine.
Achoo! Oh, that just went all over everything, huh?
Are you okay? Are you sick or something?
Me? No, don't worry about me. I feel fine.
Achoo! I mean, because do you have allergies? Or like a fever, chills, headaches?
Oh, you guys, you're so funny. I'm not contagious or anything. I'm not. Anyway, the white elephant is later, Joes. We're doing a game now. Come on.
Isn't the white elephant already a game?
We're starting Jingle Bells and Elves. It's going to be so much fun.
Jingle Bells and Elves?
Yeah, it's like an Easter egg hunt, but for bells and little tiny elves. They're hidden all over the office. They're watching you.
Okay, and what do we win?
Drumroll, drumroll. A PTO day.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can use a PTO day.
What? Why wouldn't they just give us all a day off?
Because it's a prize, silly, and it's one PTO day. We can't all win. Joes, I know you're newer here, but this is truly the funnest work day of the year. If you let yourself have fun, it's so full of holiday spirit and hot cocoa and prizes and... Where's your hat? Here's one. I'll see you two out there. Come on, don't be party poopers. Achoo!
He was coughing and sneezing and spewing spit, like, a lot, right?
A whole lot.
Oh, man. I'm supposed to go to my sister's tomorrow to help wrap presents for my little nieces and nephews. I can't get sick. Well, I guess we should go find those jingle bells and creepy little demon elves. A day off wouldn't be bad. I mean, maybe if we had more PTO, Hogan would have stayed home.
Mary, don't you think, maybe this is the worst party you've been to in your life?
I mean, the holiday party committee...
Which is basically just Valerie and Hogan.
Seems like they've been working really hard, planning and plotting.
Look around. What kind of party is this? It's a pathetic party, that's what this is. Why are we throwing ourselves a holiday party? Why is there no budget for food? Why did Valerie feel the need to make three dips? Also, dip is not a food. And why can nobody here cook?
How do you know? You didn't even try anything.
I don't need to taste it to know. I can just look at it. Stay focused, Mary. Where were our bonuses this year?
There were budget cuts.
So I ask you again, why did we do this to ourselves? I didn't even want to do the white elephant, but you know how many reminders I got about it? Seven reminders that I had to run out into the coldest cold and the wettest rain and get something funny but not inappropriate HR funny, something that is gifty enough that other people might want to steal it, but also had to be good enough that I would want it in case it came back to me. And it all had to be under $15. And it couldn't be a candle because of the fire hazard rule, which makes no sense. Or chocolates, because someone is allergic to chocolate. Who is the poor soul who is allergic to chocolate, and how does that even happen? Do you know how much stress that is? On top of the stress of all the work they have us doing, you know, I worked 80 hours just this week. Why would I want to spend more time at a place I'm already spending the most time at? So you know what I ended up getting as my white elephant?
No idea.
a screwdriver.
What? Why?
Because I have no idea who any of these people are or what they like. I just learned that you like deviled eggs.
Ooh, don't remind me. My stomach has not been feeling right ever since you said that.
A screwdriver is like a thing that people always need but can never find, like when they have to fix a loose screw in a kitchen table leg.
Okay.
It's practical. And then I grabbed a Valentine's Day keychain.
What?
In my defense.
Indefensible.
I saw red and I thought it was a Christmas ornament. I was in a rush, okay? I was exhausted, okay?
Okay.
And then a few packs of chicken-flavored top ramen.
The food of college dorms and prisoners coast to coast.
Listen, I just want to take my screwdriver and go home. I am not having fun at this mandatory party.
All I got was $15 worth of chewing gum. I didn't really think about it too hard.
Actually, that's a good gift.
I know, right? Practical, yet fun in the flavorness. Fruity, minty, fruity and minty. People always want a stick of gum, except for bogus spearmint, which tastes like toothpaste. Ugh. You see, Josie, I woke up today and I chose fun. I said, you know what, Mary? You're going to go and find fun today, even if you have to make your own fun. Like this conversation. Fun.
That's kind of cool. You know what, Mary? Maybe you're right. Maybe it's not the party that's the problem. Maybe it's me and my rude tude.
That's right. It's all up in your head. A mindset. You just need to unlock the party part of your brain.
Thank you, Mary, for showing me the way. You are the spirit of these holidays.
You are welcome. By the by, my tummy hurts. Worst pain ever. Shall we join the festivities?
White elephant ugly sweater contest time, party people. Hogan won Bells and Elves in record time. He really scavenged through everyone's desk and went to town, dumping all the trash bins onto the floor like some kind of maniacal squirrel. The custodial staff is not going to be pleased. Come on, let's wrap this up so we can shut this down and I can get home. I have big plans to veg out on my couch and binge watch Grey's Anatomy while drowning my sorrows in queso.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I told leadership that we all just as soon have the day off or go home early. But Hogan insisted. Said we had to have a party that we all voted to have one. Who knew? It's always so much work, and nobody really has fun at these things, right?
Yeah.
I phoned it in, if I'm being honest. I basically just looked up party games on the internet and told people to bring food in.
Well, you are the food MVP of the night, Dip Queen Supreme, so thank you for that at least.
Huh? What are you talking about?
She's talking about all the dips that you made.
Oh, I didn't make the dips. I have no idea who made any of the things over there. But they look gross, and like they've been sitting out too long. Everyone's probably going to get sick. Guess that's one way to get a day off around here. I wonder if it's Marsha. She really was not happy about not getting a bonus this year. She's kind of diabolical like that. Anyway, hurry up, and let's get this show on the road, okay? I definitely don't get paid enough for this.
I gotta go.
I hope I get my white elephant gift back. I got $15 worth of scratch-offs. See you in there?
You can count on it. I'm right behind you.
Hey, old man.
Hey, young man.
Mom said you wanted to go over things with me?
That's right. Take a seat.
Okay, so let's go over it, I guess.
It's not as easy as it may seem.
I didn't say it was.
You'll be great. I just want to make sure you know all the ins and outs.
The ins and outs. Right. Okay, so let's go over that.
For starters, these boots need to be shined. I've already done that.
Okay, shine the boots. Got it.
Do ya?
You put posh on a rag and go like this. I think I've got it.
Huh.
What's next?
You'll need a pillow.
Pretty sure I can round up a pillow.
It can't just be any old pillow. Needs not to be too lumpy. You don't want to look like you've got some sort of goiter.
I'm not going to look like I have a goiter.
You will if you use a lumpy pillow.
Okay, no lumpy pillow. Got it. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Huh.
What does that mean? Stop looking at me like that.
You're sure you're up for this?
Yes, I can do this. Just give me the suit.
It's not just about the suit. It's...
Okay, fine. Just say what you had to say.
It's a persona. It's a whole attitude.
Yes, jolly.
No, see, no. Jolly is not... Ugh.
What? What? Santa is supposed to be jolly. I did not make this up.
Have you ever tried to sustain jolly? People who are nothing but jolly are actually creepy. You can't just be jolly. There are layers to Santa.
Fine. Okay. I will make sure there are layers. Whatever the hell that means.
It means you need to have an actualized personality.
I have a personality.
Not yours, you twit. His. Santa's.
I will craft a whole Santa personality if it makes you happy.
Okay, so let's hear it.
What? You want me to do, like, the voice?
You're not ready for the voice yet?
What do you mean? I can ho ho ho.
You absolutely can't. Not until you've defined your Santa, internally.
Fine. My Santa's jolly, and he's quick-witted, a little mischievous, he's generous, and I don't know, isn't that enough?
It's not enough, but it's a start. This year, well, it's gonna be a mess.
What's gonna be a mess?
You. You are. You're not ready. But you've gotta start somewhere. Maybe in 5 or 10 years you'll be ready.
You think it's gonna take me 10 years of being a Santa to really get it?
5 if you really commit yourself.
How long did it take you?
Me? Oh, well, that's not, that doesn't matter.
No. Tell me, how long?
You and me, we're different in some ways. In other ways, we're not.
How long?
My first year, I had it down. Sure, I picked up some things over the years, I learned some stuff. But for me, from day one, I was him. That's just me.
But not me.
You have other strengths. You're good at, computers. And you make really good chili. I love that chili you make.
Thanks.
And I'm not saying you won't be good at this. I'm just saying it's gonna take a bit, is all.
Yeah, okay, let's just... What else do you want to show me?
Well, there's the kids.
Yes. I'm aware that I will interact with children. I, in fact, have 2 of my own. You may have met them.
You want to be a wise ass, or do you want to listen?
Just say what you had to say.
The kids you'll meet are going to be running on pure emotion. They have little sense as it is, but as they approach, they'll be even less able to control themselves. Now, there are 4 categories, and you need to be able to spot them as they approach. Maybe you should be writing this down?
You want me to take notes? You're serious?
This is for your own good. Who are you calling?
I'm not calling anyone. I'm taking notes.
You can do that on a phone?
Of course you can. Just tell me what the 3 types are.
Alright. The first group are what I call the listers. These are the kids that are on a mission. Half of them know you're not the real Santa, but they suspect you've got it in with the big guy, and they want to make sure they tell you everything they want. When you've got a lister, it's going to be pretty impersonal. You're essentially a conduit to toys and games. To them, you're just here to hear their list. I'm not going to lie. You get a bunch of listers back to back, and it feels kind of depressing. But you need not to take it personally. What I like to do with a lister is ask them a question about one of their items. The thing they want most is usually number 2 or 3 on their list. They start with something small, then they can't wait, and they tell you what they really want. When I hear that, I stop them, and I ask them why. Why do you want that, Billy? The kid sat up on my lap with a plan. He had a list. But that one simple question almost always throws them off. They have spent so much time pining for that thing, they may have forgotten what they really wanted it for. So they stop. They stop and think. And that right there is a gift I'm giving them. Because if they end up getting that thing, whatever it is, they will have that one moment where they stopped and they remembered why they wanted it, and they will appreciate it that much more.
It's actually kind of beautiful, Dad.
Right. Well, anyway, group 2 are what I call the bucklers. These are the nervous ones, so scared their knees buckle. The thing to know about these kids is that they are 100% certain you are the real Santa, and they are terrified. They don't want to say the wrong thing. The key with these kids is you need to get them talking without asking questions. If you start off even with something simple like what's your name, they will have no idea. They go blank, or worse, they cry. So you need to get them talking without putting them on the spot. My favorite trick is to point at something they're wearing and say something like, "Oh, I like that dress. What a beautiful dress. That's, oh, I can't think of the name of the color. Gosh, what is that color?" 9 times out of 10, they say green or whatever, and I say, "Oh, right, green. How silly of me." And then you've got them. They're talking.
That's really smart. I like that.
Yeah, well, you'll learn. Okay, so the next group are what I call the beamers. They brighten up your day like a beam of light. They have wide smiles. They're not too shy. They're not here just to list their toys. They're here to see Santa. The experience itself is the gift. To them, they're just thrilled to meet the big man for a moment, and they forget about toys. They forget about everything, and it's just you and them in that moment. My advice is, when you have a beamer, don't ask them what they want right away. You can pull them out of the moment. For a beamer, compliment their smile. Let them know that you appreciate them. They'll smile even wider. Then ask them about something they enjoyed this Christmas season. Get them talking about themselves. They'll light up even more. Then sure, make sure you ask what they want, but a beamer never asks for more than 3 things. Never.
Okay. Wow. That's great, Dad. I'll absolutely remember that. Thank you. Really.
You're welcome.
So, what's the last group?
The expellers.
What do they do?
Well, they expel some bodily fluid or another. It's generally vomit, but that's not the only thing on the venue.
Ew, are you serious?
Unfortunately, I am. They're rare, but they're out there. One time there was this kid. He must have been British or something, because the amount of beans that came out of his little body, you would not believe. Anyway, you'll see.
Wait, So, what do you do?
Angle them away from you and always keep them on the edge of your knee. When the dam bursts, you need to be quick on your feet.
How often does this happen?
Oh, at least once a year, sometimes more. It's unpleasant, but that's why there are two suits. Santa has to be prepared.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've got it. I mean, I know I don't have it all. It'll take me 5 to 10 years to get it, but I guess I'm ready to take over.
If that's what you want, there's no one I'd rather be handing this over to.
Thanks, Dad.
This is what you want, right?
Yeah, I want this. I mean, it's time, and what's most important is that you want this.
Right, yeah, no, I do. I want you to be able to take this over. I'm glad the tradition is continuing on.
Me too. Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, here, this suit is yours now.
Thanks.
You don't have to try it on now, but when you do, I can help.
That'll be great, Dad. Thanks.
Good. Well, I think I smell dinner. Let's go eat.
Yeah, okay. Dad?
Yeah?
Do you really want to do this? I mean, have me do this?
I want you to have this, if that's what you want.
I want to do this, if that's what you want.
What do you mean?
We just don't want you to be stressed. You put a lot into being Santa, and the stress isn't good. So, I'm saying I'm ready to take this if you're ready. But if you're not...
I told your mother I'd let it go, so...
But do you want to?
I'm older now. I have to let some things go, I guess.
But do you want to?
No, not this.
Here, take them back.
But your mother, she...
She wants you to be happy.